Hello and welcome to X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. Dr. Tom, how are you doing this week?
Doing great this week, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah, no, we just came off a fun episode last week. It was Flair, it was Funk, it was I Quit, it had Gary Hart, Tommy Young, all the drama, major angle at the end with Muda running. That was a good time last week.
Yeah, it reminded me of how hot the 80s really, really was. And I think Crockett territory was on fire and really in neck and neck with WWF at that time, man. They had a lot of great matches. But as we'll find out this week, the WWF wasn't that far behind in action and drama. So it was a pretty cool time to be a wrestling fan.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the WWF, and that's where we're headed today on this episode. We're going to WrestleMania 2. This was the WrestleMania that was held in a few different arenas, three to be exact. Nassau Coliseum, then you were at the Rosemont Horizon, and then in LA at the arena there. The match we're going to talk about today is the British Bulldogs versus the Dream Team, Greg the Hammer Valentine, along with Brutus Beefcake. This would have been the main event for that Chicago card. This was requested by Lenny Bakken. So Lenny, thank you for the suggestion. Dr. Tom, are you excited about this one?
I am excited about this one. I'm especially excited to see the Bulldogs in action again. As far as tag teams go, I think pound for pound, they were certainly the best during this time.
They were, for sure. And so without further ado, we're going to get this one started again. The link is down in the description if you'd like to watch it along with us. It's another popular match, so unfortunately it's not going to be added to or filtered out on the main video feed, but you can certainly watch it along with us. And at that link, we're asking everyone to go to the three-minute mark, 3 minutes even, and that's where Dr. Tom and I are going to pick up here in just a short bit of time. So with that, let's go ahead and do the countdown in 3, 2, 1, play.
Well, again, something special about this match is there were two officials at ringside, and I don't really recall why. But it probably has something to do with Johnny Valiant at ringside, and you had Ozzy Osbourne and Captain Lou. And for those of you who weren't familiar with Captain Lou Albano, you talk about a character and a classic character, one of the guys instrumental in getting this rock and wrestling connection together. So Cyndi Lauper, as the story goes, saw Lou on a plane and with a rubber bands pinned to his face, she knew she had to reach out and ask, just what the hell do you do, mister? So, I think that's the way a lot of things came out and came started. But Davey Boy Smith at this time in his career was incredible. Look at those lats and shoulders, because he was a powerhouse.
Yeah, the Bulldogs had won a non-title match to earn this tag team title match at WrestleMania 2. The Dream Team are the tag title holders at this point. But this match is interesting, Dr. Tom, for us to cover now. I think about the Dark Side of the Ring that they just did on the Dynamite Kid. They flash back to this match during the documentary. And then along with that, I don't know if you're following, but A&E is doing some WWE treasures. And they had Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine talking about their time together as Dream Team. They were in search of some of Valentine's robes and ring gear. And so it's kind of interesting how we're covering this match now. And this has been kind of talked about recently or made headlines in certain ways on TV recently.
Well, one of the cool things I think about Valentine and Brutus are they're still friends to this day.
Yes.
And they hang out together. And, Greg... Greg Valentine was one of those old school, rough and rugged wrestlers. His dad, Johnny Valentine, was as tough as they came. And John and Greg were so similar. And at the same time, Greg managed to carve out his own niche and his own style and kept his dad's toughness and a lot of that solid forearms and solid kicks. He kept that in his repertoire. So it was a great thing to see him in a tag team, but as a singles wrestler, he was outstanding for many, many years.
As you were talking there, Dr. Tom, we saw a little bit of the explosiveness of the Dynamite Kid, that snap suplex. Everything he did had such torque and power and explosiveness to it. A lot of what they talked about again in that documentary about his style coming through here. Now, Davey Boy's in the ring. Greg's begging off here, and he's outside with Valentine, who, by the way, Johnny Valentine, he's all spritzed out there in his red gear.
Wait, that's Johnny Valiant.
Guy Valiant, Valiant, yes, not Valentine.
Johnny Valentine is Greg's dad.
Slip of the tongue.
That's okay. Just want to make sure we knew that. But, you know, yeah, both of these guys during this time, I had yet to meet Davey, and I never had the opportunity to meet Dynamite, but both of these guys had a reputation throughout the business, both Davey and Dynamite, as being some pretty salty guys, and Dynamite being the saltiest of the two, just a mean, hard-hitting guy who didn't mind mixing it up. And so no matter who they were in the ring with, they being the British Bulldogs, they were a tough, rugged, babyface team. And right now, Valentine and Beefcake decided it was time to get some heat. And this is the way to do it right here, again, against two baby faces who have that fire, who have that explosiveness. And Beefcake and Valentine know what to do. And right out of an arm twist, Davey with a big power slam, and now Dynamite said, let me in so I can just pound him some more. That was Dynamite's style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your career, Dr. Tom, did you get to – I know I've kind of asked you this last week, but I think this is interesting as we hear you talk about these matches. Did you work with any of these individuals at all?
Yeah, I worked with Greg, Beefcake, and Davey on a couple of occasions. But the Beefcake – deal. I met Brutus when he was Dizzy Gold in Louisiana in 1979. Yes. So, and later on through the years, we've ran into each other, and I worked with him. In Louisiana when we first started, but again, he was Dizzy Hogan or Dizzy Boulder.
And listen, I saw him cut a promo that they showed in that Treasures before he really knew what cutting a promo was, and I can see why it was called Dizzy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he had the blonde hair, he had the mustache, and great guy back then, though, too. I think we worked one match on TV, and I worked with Greg on TV coming through Charlotte.
And that's cool.
Just one time. And I've known Greg for a while, too. He's... If you've ever met Greg, you can appreciate it. He's a unique individual as well. And he would be a lot of fun for me to sit and talk with, but some people might not get it. And
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great, look at this, Ozzy and the Captain. But there's a great picture of Beefcake and Greg sitting in their chairs inside have you seen it?
I'll be your Beefcake if you'll be my Valentine or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I thought, oh my God, but it's perfect for those guys. I mean, it just fit. So,
but hey, you know what? But speaking of it fit, you're right. I mean, Greg Valentine was an individual wrestler for such a long time. And then he gets thrust into a tag team role. So you're not sure it's going to work, but it worked. Yeah. He and Beefcake worked well together and became a good tag team. Obviously the champs here at this point.
Right. And if you notice, again, that exchange with Dynamite throwing the forearms, Greg throwing the forearms back, and those are connected. Those were pretty solid forearms coming from both those guys. And that was the way it was back then with guys who liked it stiff and tight. And Greg's dad always liked it stiff and tight. And we talked about chops earlier. On an episode about how do you handle that? Well, you become conditioned to it, and wrestling every night, your body gets used to it. And it's when you stop wrestling every night that you feel the aches and pains most. So this was a back and forth, hard hitting match, And then using a simple move like a sunset flip,
yes,
would mean something because you just didn't know what was going to get the win on this match. So the Bulldogs were over at this time, no doubt. They were doing stuff that I don't think anyone's seen in a long time. They were on fire, so they were ready for a run. They were ready to get a push, and what a better way to start than WrestleMania. And where the world would be watching, and it'd be the biggest show of the year. And who would know, who could imagine, you know, some 36 years later, you know, it's still the biggest platform for anybody to perform on in professional wrestling.
For those that are following, go ahead.
Yeah, no, these were the early days. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. For those that are following along, we're at 1141, 42. 43, if you'd like to catch up with us. Greg the Hammer Valentine about to deliver kind of a unique pile driver, almost a tombstone style power driver.
Looked very tombstone-ish.
Yeah,
tombstone-like, yes.
There you go.
Yes. And I don't know that Greg had ever done that before or since.
I don't remember seeing him do that a whole lot.
No, so there had to have been a reason for that. I don't know. Maybe he thought it was safer that way. But again, a simple story, trying to pin the man, then you're going to jump on him, and all it takes is bringing your knees up, and that'll stop anybody anytime.
That's right. And Ozzy Osbourne seems to be enjoying it with Captain Lou. That's just hilarious. That's the beauty of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
See Ozzy Osbourne at ringside.
Well, cheering. You have a lot of celebrities who want to have a piece of it, have a taste of it. So,
yeah.
And Ozzy was having fun. That was the key. And WrestleMania and WWE say to this day, you know, we put smiles on people's faces. And they do. For the most part, they put smiles on people who come and see the events. And the action is never wavering. Now, watch this move. Press slam by Davey Boy.
Has dynamite in the air and about to throw him on Greg, but Greg slips out the ring. Now everybody's outside of the ring, bringing him back in, and boot to the head there as he climbed back in. Classic move.
Well, classic move for a heel, and Valentine
for a heel,
was
that's
certainly
right.
A heel. Yeah, yeah, classic. Just stop your baby face. But again, the Bulldogs know they've got to keep the fire and they've got to stay strong. So it didn't take a whole lot for Davey Boy to just scoop Greg up and give him that running power slam.
You know what a dream match for me would be the Bulldogs in their prime versus the Steiners in their prime. They just felt like similar tag teams with the impact moves and the suplexes. And
did they never get the opportunity, I guess?
I don't think I ever remember hearing the Bulldogs against the Steiners.
Yeah, because Steiners got there in either 92 or 93, I think. So they weren't there that long. And the Bulldogs have been gone by that time. But what a shot. What a shot Davey just took in that corner. And that's a hard move to take, too. But, again, here's the idea of working over the injured body part.
Yep.
Yeah. And Valentine knows how to do it well.
Yep, capitalizing on the shoulder to the post, and now I got him in a single-arm chicken wing kind of maneuver here, tagging in Brutus, or Brutai, as Gorilla would call him, into the ring, and they're still working. Now they're working that arm.
Yeah, a simple hammerlock that, it again, going back to the basics and making sure everybody understands they're working on the arm. It's clear if they just have the opportunity – to put Davey in some kind of submission, he could give up. Brutus, I think the announcers might even be saying, is wasting a little too much time here.
Absolutely.
But in reality, he's just giving Davey time to sell, and they're going to demonstrate working over that arm. And
the hammer
end
drops
should be
the
near.
Hammer on the arm again off the top rope. And yeah. He looks like he's in rough shape here. Davey Boy is down and out. It seems to be maybe this could be the end for Davey Boy. I don't know. We'll see how this ends, but it's not looking good for him right now. Shoulder breaker.
Yeah, and the stipulation, the added stipulation to this match, he had an official at ringside as well as in the ring. So outside the ring, he had a ref, and inside the ring, he had a ref. Now watch this move. Wow. And that was the thud I think we talked about.
There it is. Yeah. So there's the thud. So Dynamite Kid headbutts Valentine. And he falls out off the top of the rope outside the ring to the floor. Okay. The match is over. They were able to pin Greg Valentine. But a reason I point that out here, Dr. Tom, is that would cause a little bit of pain there for Dynamite, that later on we would see another bump that would kind of start to wrap his career up a little bit with the back. But this was certainly one of the bumps here that led towards that.
Yeah, taking that bump from the apron. Actually, he was all the way up on the second rope.
Yeah.
Second rope, to the outside of the ring. Mick Foley took a lot of those bumps in his career, and I'm sure he's feeling every bump now. But that was one of those things that Dynamite.
Look, he's still down.
Yes.
And they won the belt, so this is supposed to be celebration time, and Davey Boy's trying to do everything he can to get the Dynamite Kid up here into the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that he wasn't pretty seriously injured, and because they're stalling for time.
That's exactly right.
And Captain Lou knows what to say, but then you're going to hear from Kathy Lee Gifford and Ozzy. And Ozzy just says, right out, I know. It's So
Kathy Lee Crosby there, who was in the Wonder Woman movie back in the early 70s. And sure. I think at this point she might have been coming out of That's Incredible. I don't know if you remember that TV show.
Remember it. Hell, I bought it. I made it. Yeah, sure.
Look, they're not even so Gene like is kind of looking for him to come in. Dude, he can't even get up into the ring.
Yeah, it's a tough gig from Dynamite. So that was something people didn't know at the time, but
that's right.
Yeah, that was a pretty serious.
They said that you could hear the thud if you listen to it closely. One of the reviews you and I were talking about beforehand said if you listen closely, you could actually kind of hear a thud sound when he landed on the outside floor. And there was not a big, thick padding. I don't see a lot of protection out there either.
Well, they had a small judo mat, I think, at that time. Just a really small amount of padding outside. So, I mean, it wasn't enough to really break his fall. All it's going to do is just – it's about an inch of padding, and it's not real soft padding. It'll keep you off the concrete, but man, you'll feel it no matter what.
I'll tell you what, knowing what we do now and having if you've watched The Dark Side of the Ring, they're taking us back to the
replay. This slow motion that off the second
off rope. The second rope straight down to the ground.
Yes.
Back first.
Yeah, and knowing what we know now, it takes a whole different context.
It does. It does. Well, listen, Lenny Bakken, thank you so much for the Bulldogs winning the belts here. This is their tag team championship win. It's WrestleMania 2. It's big time. Obviously, the way it ended there for Dynamite kind of stinks. He would go on to continue to wrestle for a little bit until that injury was suffered. I believe it was Don Morocco who kneed him in the back in one of the matches that really kind of set the trigger off for his back problems. But Dr. Tom, overall diagnosis, I think you respected all the guys in the ring here for this one for sure.
Overall diagnosis, one of the greatest matches of WrestleMania 2, an excellent tag team match, and I think it was one that catapulted the British Bulldogs into extreme popularity, and it set them on a path of success. And along the way, there was triumph and heartache, and unfortunately, they kept that hard-hitting pace, and that's a hard style to do on every single night. It's going to catch up with you. Ask Mick Foley. But
that's right.
great match overall, and all five guys including Johnny Valiant, you have to give him kudos.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Dr. Tom, for this one. We're coming back next week with a classic Chi-Town Rumble, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Ric Flair by request of another AFS member. Guys, listen, if you're interested in enjoying Dr. Tom Pritchard's X-Ray Show, please post in the comments a match that you would like us to talk through and Dr. Tom to break down, and we'll certainly do that for you. Again, this has been another fun episode with a fun tag team match. And we're looking forward to covering the next match next week.
Very good, Paul. Can't wait.
All right. Sounds good. For Dr. Tom, this is Paul Bromwell, and this has been X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard.